Pánom hor, jehor po, jehor kuinser po. Amen. There's a story of a monk who tells a parable. And the monk says that there were once two candles placed in front of an icon. One tall, slender, perfect, and the other one shorter, bent, and very uneven. Both of them are lit with a flame, and both of them burn, but one of them burns more quickly than the other. And he says the one that burns more quickly is not the weaker one, but the one who offers itself completely. In today's gospel, the same question is asked. Do we, when we stand before God, display, do we show off and tell him how great we are? Or do we ask for his mercy in our prayers? The gospel tells us of how Christ tells a parable. How two men go up to the temple to pray. One a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. And the Pharisee goes up and he goes before God and he prays open-handed and he says how great he is. He tells God, I pray all the time, I fast, I give my tithing to the temple, I do everything. And he compares himself to the tax collector and says, at least I am not like him. The tax collector who's standing off in the distance doesn't even look up to heaven. Instead, he keeps his eyes to the ground and he prays, God, have mercy upon me, a sinner. And Christ goes on to say that the man who goes home justified is the tax collector. He is the one who is made righteous through his prayers. Because humility, not correctness, is the thing that opens our hearts to God's grace. Yesterday in the Armenian church, we celebrated the feast of King Abgar, the first Christian king, king of Edessa. And according to tradition, he invited Christ to come to Edessa, to his kingdom, both for protection against the Jewish authorities and also because King Abgar was sick with leprosy and needed healing. And according to tradition, Christ writes to him and says to him, I am not able to come now, but one day I will send one of my apostles, one of my messengers, to heal you. And years later, St. Thaddeus goes to Edessa and heals King Abgar, and he becomes the first Christian king. And it's interesting because he writes to Christ and he has all this authority and this wealth and this influence. And he writes to Christ, but he does not describe all the achievements he has made, his worthiness, or even his position. He doesn't say, I am the king of Edessa, you have to come to me. But rather, he writes to him knowing what he needs. And he knows that he needs Christ. He is remembered then, until today, in every Padarach, every divine liturgy we celebrate, we remember King Abgar's name. Not because he was a clever ruler, but because he was a humble, faithful servant. And it shows through his faith that it is through humility that true strength and authority is shown. We cannot truly listen to today's gospel reading without recognizing the connection between what is going on in Armenia and the gospel. Our nation today is witnessing the tension, the open tension between the government and the church, between political authority and ecclesial authority. We are witnessing the tension between the prime minister and the government and the bishops and the priests and the Catholicos. And each one of them speaks very openly. Each one of them explains their position. Each one of them tries to justify their actions. and each one of them insists on their legitimacy. But the hard truth of the gospel today is the following, that at this moment, no one is standing and acting like the tax collector in the gospel reading today. All of them are acting like Pharisees, both sides. All of them are trying to say how great they are, and no one is coming before God and saying, I have made a mistake, forgive me. And I'm not trying to condemn anyone. I'm not taking sides. But we have to remember that Christ does not ask who is legally right in this situation. He does not ask who has constitutional authority. He does not ask who is following the canons of the church. The only thing that Christ asks is who is humble. This is not merely a political crisis, but it is a spiritual crisis for the entire Armenian nation. And if we want our leaders to change, if we want the prime minister to change, if we want the Catholicos to change, if we want any of our people and our authority, those in authority to change, it starts with us. We need to change first. And it needs to change in our family life, in our family life, in our social life, in our work life, and most importantly, in our spiritual life. Because when our nation changes, then our leaders will change. Spiritual war is not fought only in governments or in synods. Spiritual war is fought in the heart of every person. The tax collector won no arguments, but he won God's grace. King Abgar put his dignity to one side, and he received healing. These are trying times for the church today. I ask and I pray that each of us pray for the government, for the prime minister, for our bishops, our priests, our hierarchs, and our Catholicos, that God grant them wisdom, because it is lacking today. That God grant them wisdom, that they put their egos and their pride to the side, and they put Christ before them, that they put the Armenian people, the Armenian nation, the Armenian church at the forefront, and not themselves. May God bless our leaders with humility, our church with repentance, our people with patience, and each of us with the tax collector's prayer. Asvads kavya zis azmeravodis. God have mercy upon me, a sinner. Amen.